Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
We move today from chapter 15, the great resurrection chapter of 1 Corinthians, into chapter 16, the concluding chapter of this epistle, and the first words that we read in chapter 16, verse 1 are, "Now concerning the collection." Now concerning the collection. That's a touchy subject for many people. The collection, we're talking about sometimes what's called an offering. Now concerning the collection, now concerning the offering. And some people are very touchy about the subject of money and appeals for giving. Why are churches always asking for money? And as a matter of fact, they're not always. Some churches may be. I think some come pretty close to that description, but not the majority of the ones that I'm familiar with. Many church services that I attend never make any mention of money whatsoever. In fact, in our own church service, you will scarcely find any mention of money at all. Sometimes I intend to say something and I forget. It's not a major subject, but it is a subject. It's not a major topic, but it is a topic. Why? Because it's in the Bible. We find it right here. 1 Corinthians 16:1. Now concerning the collection. And this is only one place where the issue of giving, the issue of collections, the issue of offerings, the issue of appeals for financial support are made in the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. You can't ignore that subject without ignoring a portion of the Bible. If you're going to be faithful to teach the whole counsel of God, then you've got to teach what the Bible says about giving just as much as you teach what the Bible says about the new birth. The new birth may be more important because your eternity rests upon being born again. You must be born again. But the subject of giving is also taught in Scripture, and we dare not ignore that if we are Bible-believing people. And so we shall address it as it is found before us in 1 Corinthians 16. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, July 6. Thank you for supporting this Bible teaching ministry on this station. We are dependent upon the financial gifts of God's people. Yes, giving is an important aspect of Christian living. Giving is an important aspect of Christian maturity. And those who give cheerfully please the Lord and are blessed in return, as the Bible clearly teaches. Those who give grudgingly will suffer the consequences of their wrong spirit about giving and will hurt themselves in the process. Now, as we open chapter 16, we realize that Paul is again answering a question from Corinth. This little phrase, "now concerning," has come up before. Now concerning the things you wrote me. He says in chapter 7, verse 1, "It is good for a man not to touch a woman," and he launches into a whole chapter on the subject of marriage and of sexual relationships between men and women, Christian men and women, and that's introduced by that phrase, "now concerning." This is something they had written to him about, and so he says, "I will now address your concerns." And we find the same thing in chapter 8, verse 1, and in chapter 12, verse 1, and we find it again in chapter 16. Now, concerning the collection, they had asked him about it. He's answering their questions, dealing with specific questions about a specific financial project. And why are we dealing with this now? Because it's next. That's what comes after that great resurrection chapter. We have spent a good many broadcasts talking about the doctrine of the resurrection. Now we're going to spend a few broadcasts talking about the doctrine of giving. So first of all, this collection that Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians 16, what is its purpose? And he tells us, now concerning the collection for these saints. This collection was a special collection to supply financial help for the saints. And it's very clear that this collection had been previously discussed, previously introduced. Paul is not introducing it for the first time. He doesn't give enough details to convince us that this is the first time that he's addressing it. He clearly is just adding a few things to answer their questions about it, questions that they are asking because he has introduced them to it before. And so this is a collection for a purpose that they already understood. It is poverty relief for the persecuted saints in Jerusalem. And that's part of the church's business. The Bible tells us what churches are to do with the money that is entrusted to them, the offerings that God's people give to the Lord. But you can't, of course, hand them up to heaven. You can't send them up to heaven. What do you do with your money that you give to the Lord? You give it to the church. And what does a church do with it? Well, it does what the Bible tells it to do with it. There are instructions in the New Testament for churches to financially support their pastors. That's one of the main things they do with it. But the Bible also gives instructions for them to support widows in the church that don't have family members who support them. The Bible talks about funds that are used to support the work of missions. Paul was a missionary and received funds for that purpose, and that's referred to in the New Testament. And the relief of the poor in general, particularly Christians who are in need, are supported, are helped by the finances that are given to the Lord through the church. Now, why were the saints at Jerusalem poor? Well, there are two possibilities. There's a reference to a famine in Jerusalem in Acts 11:28. Which could have contributed this. I'm sure it probably did contribute to their poverty in some ways, but the main cause for their poverty is because of persecution. And though that's not specifically mentioned here, that seems to be widely known. It's one of those things that had already been discussed. They already were aware of it. They knew why the saints in Jerusalem were more needy than they were. It's because they were suffering greater persecution than they were, because they lived in Jerusalem, and that's where the hostile Jews were most powerful. They were in the majority, and they were persecuting Christians vehemently. Think about what Saul of Tarsus was doing before he was saved on the Damascus Road, how he was persecuting believers, dragging them out of their homes, putting them into dungeons, even consenting to the death of some. And just because Paul was saved, Saul, who later became Paul, was saved, doesn't mean that those hostile Jews said, okay, no more persecution of Christians, we'll stop that now. No, they paused for a little bit, but they got right back to it. And so the saints in Jerusalem are suffering greatly, and Paul has announced a project offering among the Gentile churches to send them relief. And that's what he's talking about here. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. This is a project that's going to involve many churches. The churches in Galatia, that's That's the church at Antioch, Pisidia, and Lystra, and Derbe, and Iconium. Four churches that we know of. There may have been others even by the time Paul wrote this epistle. And before he's done, we find out that there was also an appeal, instructions really, given to the churches in Macedonia. That would be Philippi and Thessalonica and Berea. Paul, and in the church at Ephesus in Asia and others there, Paul had planted a number of churches. And now he is asking those Gentile churches that have been planted under his ministry to gather together a generous collection that he can take to the saints at Jerusalem. And so this is a collection to accomplish a special project, which means, this is important for you to understand, this is a collection beyond the needs and obligations of the local church. I already made reference to some of the things that the local church is to do in regard to its own local financial obligations, such as the support of pastors and the care of the widows in their church and so forth. But this now is a collection that is a special project that goes beyond their church. In fact, it turns out, as you read all of the references to it, it turns out that this is basically a year-long special fundraiser. You learn more about that in the second epistle to the Corinthians. A great deal more about it, where two entire chapters are devoted to this special project offering. And in the course of chapters 8 and 9 in 2 Corinthians, you learn a whole lot about New Testament giving. But for now, as we're looking at 1 Corinthians 16:1, we realize that the purpose of this collection is to supply aid for the saints in Jerusalem, and is a special project that's not necessarily something that's going to be ongoing indefinitely. It's a project that's going to be inaugurated and is going to be carried out over a period of a year, and then it's going to be completed and the results are going to be delivered. Most churches have projects like that from time to time. Sometimes maybe they involve a special building project. We need to add to our facilities. We need to build a new building or add a wing or something else that has to do with our facilities. And so we need to raise some special funds for this project. And once that project is complete, then that particular project is not repeated, does not continue, does not go on and on and on without any completion. There is a completion. The funds are raised. The building is constructed. It is occupied. It is utilized. And now the church goes on to other things. That project is over. It's completed. And that's the kind of project that we have here in 1 Corinthians 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. And so it is a specific project for a clearly defined purpose to give financial aid to Christians in Jerusalem who are under duress because of persecution. Many have lost their jobs. Many have been driven out of their homes. They are in need financially. And Paul said, let's help them out. Let's demonstrate the love of Christ to them. Let's get together a good collection and send it to them to relieve them of their poverty and to encourage them in their persecution. Please join me tomorrow as we continue this study. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.